Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethay, and today's date is December the 10th, 2018. Yes, we have a brand new year. And for our listening audience, you know our call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that number is 668-2948. And please do remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number. And this show, you, those who listen to the show, you know the slogan for our show. If it's power in numbers and the positive change courtesy cooperative captures that power for your financial benefit. And we have a very, very exciting show for you today. We're waiting our guest to call in today. Today's topic of our show, two African-Americans playing a major role in getting grant funding reaching the Washington, D.C. Black community in this, from the Solar Extension Grant program from the Department of Energy and Environment. And we hope to be joined very, very shortly by Mr. Dante King, who serves as the Community Engagement Director for Groundswell. Dante King is not only a pastor, author, and philanthropist, but he also is a community organizer. He is the co-founder of the Southern Maryland Action Coalition, Now Trust, and sits on the board of Empowerment Movement. Dante's passion for renewable energy began when he worked at Calvert Cliffs Nuclear Plant and Brandon Shores Coal Plant and saw firsthand the dangers of fossil energy. He believes one of his major responsibilities as a community leader is to teach, reach, and equip the community as it relates to renewable energy sources. He believes by the mantra, we have one world that each one of us is responsible for. And we had the privileges of having Mr. King on our show back in April of last year, and we hope to be joined very, very shortly by Mr. King. But while we're waiting on him to join us, Groundswell is a nonprofit organization that builds community power to bring economic equality to the energy sector. They believe that clean energy is a necessity, not a luxury. Good. We're all in it together, and it's okay to leave our neighbors who are struggling behind. But while we offer a place-based program with equitable community solar energy efficiency, rooftop solar, and affordable wind power, since 2009, we have successfully implemented our approach to the energy sector to reduce the cost of clean energy and increase the accessibility of those services to communities at all income levels. Currently, we operate throughout the Mid-Atlantic, including Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey. Groundswell works in partnership with local community organizations to empower individual businesses, faith communities, and nonprofits to align their values with how they purchase energy. Their approach is to ground and collective collective action and cooperative purchasing. By working together, we give communities the ability to take control of their electric bills, save money, and align how they spend their money with their values. Specifically, we organize local residents and institutions into purchasing groups and serve as a guide through the process, switching to clean energy, participating in local efficiency programs, or requesting supplier bids to negotiate to get the most affordable rates. We also activate and organize consumers to participate in local decision-making as advocates for clean energy and healthier environment for their communities, transforming the consumer engagement in civic action. Groundswell was founded in 2009 by a group of field organizers who worked together on the Obama for America campaign during the 2008 presidential campaign. And that is the organization Groundswell that, as we've indicated, we are waiting for Mr. King to join us. Hopefully he will be able to join us in a few minutes here. Now, while we're waiting on Mr. King, we're going to talk about a program which, if you are able to log on to our website at www.positivechangepc.com, you'll be able to find out that Groundswell was one of the awardee grantees from the 2017 and 18 Solar All Innovation Grant projects, and they were awarded a substantial grant, which I'm going to allow Mr. King to elaborate in more detail, but it was a $1,261 million grant. This grant will fund Groundswell installation of solar panels on six houses of worship in Wards 4, 7, and 8, which will result in free 22-year community solar subscriptions for low-income households. Groundswell will provide local employment and apprenticeship opportunities and solar job training. Groundswell plans to install 366 kilowatts serving up to 122 households. Now, this is the information that can be found on our website by logging on to www.positivechangepc.com. Once again, that website is www.positivechangepc.com. And while we're waiting, we're going to take the time to pay a few bills here. This show is brought to you by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, which is a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small. Along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation companies to address the economic effect of high energy costs at our historically black colleges and universities, to utilize black-owned farmlands and historically black college campuses to develop capacity for solar installation initiatives, to bring down the under and unemployment rate of our young African-American millennials attending our historically black and historically white colleges across the U.S. The show is also sponsored by the Black Sports Legends Foundation. Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And you can get more information on that logging on once again to that our website at positivechangepc.com. And you can click on our GoFundMe link. And there will be information there concerning that. The show is also brought to you by Scotland Communications Network, specializing in the following areas: public relations, writing, editing, web development, web editing, mag- magazine production, online and traditional, newspaper production, online and traditional, speech writing, book writing, editing and publishing, speech bureau management, and the contact information is ScottonCommunicationsNetwork.com. Once again, that's Scotton, S-C-O-T-T-O-N, CommunicationsNetwork.com, and that contact person is Dr. Gwendolyn Scotton Buffet. As we were saying, we're still waiting on Mr. King to join us here in the studios on the airways of Solar Now and the future with his economic impact on Black America. But while we're waiting, we're going to share some information on the Solar for All program, which is a program for District of Columbia New Solar Energy Initiative. The district goal is to reduce the energy bills of at least 100,000 low-end households by 50% by year 2032. Families with incomes up to 80% of the area median income, AMI, will qualify for the program. A household of four making under $75,050. That's $75,050. 75050. So that's a pretty high number when you think about medium income in the Black community. A household of three, $67,550. A household of two is $60,050. Household of one is $52,550. And as I said, when we think about median income for the African American community, that's a pretty high number, but we have to take in consideration the cost of living here in the DMV market area. It's no joke. Now, as we said at the top of the hour for our listening audience, our call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. And we're going to go ahead and continue on with our show because, as we said, we were looking for and confirmed Mr. Dante King, the community engagement director for Groundswell. Now, one of the reasons why we invited Mr. King on this show is because, as we shared earlier, they received a grant of $1,261,000 from the Department of Energy and Environment. And we are very, very much interested in finding out something about the workforce development program that they indicated that they were going to be providing, and who will be the contractors that Groundswell will be contracting the actual installation of these solar panels through for the installation. Because here in the DMV market area, I guess we could say we are somewhat blessed, because out of 9,929 solar installation companies doing business in the U.S., you have approximately 11 African-American companies. Once again, out of 9,929 solar installation companies doing business in the U.S., you have approximately about 11 African-American solar installation companies. Here in the Washington DMV market area, we have approximately about four of those companies. WDC Solar, which is headed by Mr. Mark Davis. Bone Energy, which is headed by Mr. Gilbert Campbell and his partner. We have Mr. Damian Strong from Alternative Renewable Solutions. And you have Mr. Daryl Green's company, Burgundy and Gold great NFL Hall of Famer Daryl Green has a construction company, and they also install solar panels. So right here in D.C. Now, right in Maryland, we have Mr. We have Biff Energy headed by Mr. Lawrence out of Baltimore, Maryland. So I would say that we would have approximately about 50% of those solar installation, African-American solar installation companies that are doing business in the U.S. And these companies need to be put on steroids. As I beat this drum on this show, in the airways of this show, numerous times, talking about the fact that the Solar Foundation, which cranks out the data on the employment statistics for the solar and renewable energy industry, put out a report for statistical 2015. There has been follow-up numbers released by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics indicating in 2016 that the solar and renewable energy industry grew by approximately another 100,000 jobs. And if anyone who's been following this show, you know that all this was stimulated from President Barack Hussein Obama's Sunshine Identity Initiative, which you can find on the front of our website by logging on to our website at, once again, at www.positivechangepc.com. That's www.positivechangepc.com. Now, we've seen the beginning down into our time limit, and we're still waiting on Mr. King's call to come in, but we're going to move forward with sharing this information because the name of this show is Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And believe me, that your utility bill will have an impact on your wallet if you've been trying to stay warm in this cold climate that we've been dealing with over the last couple of days. As many of you may know, Howard University has had a number of issues with some of their boilers going out, and they are having to push back their frame opening date of the university by almost a week and a half, which is very significant if you live here in Washington, D.C., and you have anyone who is working at Howard or a loved one that may be attending classes there at Howard University. So I would don't have to emphasize the importance of energy, and specifically renewable energy, as we look for solutions on how we can, in fact, engage the African-American community. Now, the Solar for All program, as we was discussing a little earlier, this specific Solar for All project is open only to single-family homes or row houses or townhouses. For other Solar for All opportunities, please log on to www.doee.dc.gov/solar for all. What are Solar for All co-ops? A Solar for All co-op is formed when a group of homeowners go solar together. This group selects a single contractor to install the system on all of the homes. Each participant owns their own system and signs their own contract with the installer. Income-qualified homeowners will own their system from day one. Solar for All Co-op is currently opening its registration at www.solarunitedneighborhoods.org. Now, each one of these entities and companies and organizations that we have reached out to and asked them how do they intend to engage and get this information out to the black community. This is why we scheduled Mr. King part of this show today. We have received a email confirmation back from him, but it seems as though he's tied up or is doing something of another nature. But I think it's absolutely imperative if an organization receives this type of funding that they roll out a plan on how they intend to engage the black community of Washington, D.C. This is what I would call almost a travesty, the state of uneducation and unawareness going on in our community about these various programs. And these organizations who have received the funding, other than peer consultants, which we hope to have at the top of the hour, Mrs. Lily A. Abron, Ph.D., PEBEE, founder and president and CEO of Peer Consultants. And we're going to sort of give a little of her background information a little later on at the top of the hour of our show. In looking at the Solar for All program, we are going to look at the number of awardees who actually receive these grants. You have the Community Power Network, DC Sun, a project for Community Empowerment Networks. They received a $2 million grant. We will be reaching out to get someone on from DC Sun. The New Partners Community Solar Co-op, formed by the Nixon Peabody LLP Group, received a $2 million grant, and we have reached out to them. We hope to have Mr. Nixon, one of the partners in the Nixon Law Firm, on our show in the near future to talk about what role they are playing with the funding that they have received. As I said, we have peer consultants who we hope to have on at the top of the hour. We have Neighborhood Solar Equity LLC, a collaboration between Renewable Energy, Root Branch, and Kelly Electric. They received a $1,177,000 grant for neighborhood solar installation of energy systems for several buildings at a local university here in the district. That university, they did not specify, but we'll be reaching out to them also. You have Open Market, ESCO LLC, received a $1,347,000 grant. This grant is for installation of solar panels on four roofs at Atlantic Terrace, which is a 195-unit affordable multi-family property located in Ward 9, right near the Arc on Mississippi Avenue. You also have EFCO Strategy Consulting. They received a $1,790,000 grant. We will be reaching out to them also, as well as the Community Preservation Development Corporation. They received a $300,000 grant. They also have strategic external partners with DOEE. All this information can be found by logging on to our website at positivechangepc.com. Please click on our News and Events tab, scroll down, and you'll see physical 1718 Solar for All Innovation and Expansion Grant Projects. And you can find that information right there. So it's not a problem. As we said, we try to bring news that you can use on this program, and that is a constant. So we're going to be moving right along with our show because it seems as though we're not going to be joined by Mr. K. King today. I will be reaching back out to find out what the problem was, but we can only invite folks to the airways of solar now in the future with its economic impact. We can't make them come. But nevertheless, as we say on this show, it's not what they say, it's what they do. And like I said, one of the major impediments to programming and funding and the people getting the funds is that there is little or no outreach and engagement to get the word out to the African-American community. We have been working on some initiatives and for this show to be able to get this show syndicated through the airways of one of our local, working with one of our local HBCUs and their radio properties there. But as I said, we won't go into any more details at this time until we've got some things finalized, and we're working on that as we speak. But it's very, very interesting to note that there are grants and incentives which have been put in place through the Sunshine Identity Initiative. One was a federal investment tax credit for PV and hot water systems. Congress has extended that federal solar tax credit, also known as investment tax credit, through year 2021. The credit, investment tax credit, is a 30% through year 2019, 2016. It's 26% in 2020, and in a 22% of credit in 2021 before it's completely phased out. So if one is thinking about installing a solar system on one's home, a PV system on one's home, you want to go ahead and get involved with these programs that we're talking about through these grantees, because you may income-wise qualify to get a system put on your resident with no cost to you. So that is something that we're pushing for and asking folks to realize that they need to move forward with getting that done. I see that I am being called, but I'm not taking calls right now because, of course, we are on the airways live for solar now and the future with its economic impact on Black America. I hope, if that's Mr. King, well, he knows. I did, in fact, email him the call-in number and the instructions for the show. So we're hoping that he will join us by calling our 646 number, 668-2948 number, and we'll be able to move forward with our show. Because to me, when you work as hard as I work preparing the show and putting this show together, and you make the phone calls, you do your due diligence, we think it's incumbent upon those who are in the business of getting this information out to our community to at least follow up. And that's how we roll on this show, because, you know, it's each one teach one, but at the same time, we have to take responsibility for our own actions. So that's what we try to be about on this show, because we don't try to talk it, we try to walk it. So every day, you got somebody with something to say. You know, I always say, if you don't have anything positive to say, then don't say anything at all. Now, we were talking about the grants and initiatives, and in Maryland, the amount of renewable energy is one of Maryland's key goals. Maryland administration is tasked with achieving the state's renewable portfolio standards. Recently, RP essence requires 20% for renewable energy sold in Maryland by 2022. That must qualify renewable energy, with 2% coming from qualified solar resources. And that's a very, very low percentage when you look at their renewable portfolio standards portfolio in Maryland. Residential Clean Energy Grant Programs, this program will provide homeowners up to $500 towards the installation of a solar hot water heater, up to $1,000 for a PV panels, and up to $3,000 for geometric thermal systems. The installed capacity limit is 20 kilowatts for PVs, 10 to 100 square feet for hot water, and 1 to 10 gallons for geothermal. The state has a similar grant for commercial buildings and businesses with larger systems. To apply for that, someone can go online at www.egov.maryland.gov/MEA/clean energy. And you can go online and join us, and you'll be able to get some more information. Once again, that web address is egov.maryland.gov/EA/clean energy/. And we are hoping that you were able to get that web address. And solar and renewable energy certificates search programs for homeowners. Right now, they're called use credits. And originally, when they were first initiated in the state of Maryland, they were trading for about $150 in value. Now they're down to around $6. In Washington, D.C., the city council passed their RPS, which requires Pepco to pay a portion of the energy, renewable energy, rather than building its own solar projects. Pepco buys certs on the open market. Pepco, who installs solar in the district, can sell the certs in the marketplace, and they're trading for almost $400, around $378 right now in Washington, D.C. Solar renewable energy certificates, residents can sell the certs that their panels generate for, it says, to up to $500 per megawatt hour. What that means to you on certs equivalent to 1,000 kilowatts if you install a 6 kilowatt system, which will generate 5 megawatts per year, you can earn as much as $3,000 annually by selling the certificates in the certs market. Your solar installer can set up you up with the DC Public Service Commission, PSC, to set up your certs account, and that is done through the Public Service Commission in Washington, D.C. Property tax examples, thanks to the solar energy and your generation system personal property tax credit, you can also avoid paying additional property tax on the value of your property by adding your household by installing a solar system. So they've set up a tax credit for that, which I think is a very, very good incentive. Low-income solar Advantage Plus program, which is the Solar for All program. We just went through explaining that. If you live in Virginia, they're not as generous with solar incentives. However, there are a few counties like Fairfax that offer property tax exemptions for solar equipment and tax-free holidays on energy efficiency appliances. So this seems to be what we're providing in the state of Virginia. And I guess the farther south you go, you find you get more pushback from your coal and nuclear and gas companies. That's why you have approximately the 19 states where 35% of the African-American population resides in this country, they don't have renewable portfolio standards. And without RPS status in any jurisdiction, solar and renewable energy cannot thrive. That's just the facts and the reality. So it's a political decision. That's why, as we say on the show, you have to connect the dots. That's why voting is important. Your local, being able to vote in your local elections, not just the presidential election, but all politics are local. Well, we've gotten down to the point in our show where we're going to be joined hopefully shortly by Mrs. Lillian Abron, PhD, and founding president and CEO of Lilly Abram, the CEO and president and founder of Peer Consultants. She is a trailblazer, a history maker, and entrepreneur. She is the first African American in the nation to earn a PhD in chemical engineering and the first African American to start an engineering consulting firm focused on environmental and its environmental issues. She is also one of the first professionals in the field to suggest and to demonstrate that sustainable initiatives can rapidly advance the condition of the poverty sector worldwide. Remarkable achievements all on their own. They have collectively shaped a culture for her company Peer today. A steward of the environment continually promotes collaboration, builds a sense of community through the work, and strives to create a better planet for the present and future generations. And we wanted to get that bio out of the way because we're hoping we'll be joined very, very shortly by Dr. Lillia A. Abron. And she's a very, very dynamic sister. She's the CEO, president, founder of Peer Consultants. And they're doing some very, very dynamic things. And you can get more information on her organization also by logging on to our website at positivechangepc.com. That's positivechangepc.com. Click on our news and events tab, and you can scroll down. And you'll see the article on Dr. Abrams, proud founder of president and CEO of Peer Consultants. And as I said, we're going to get more information on her very, very shortly. We are hoping she will join us on the airways very shortly here on Solar Now and the future with its economic impact on Black America. It seems as though the engagement director, Mr. Dante King, from Groundswell, won't be joining us today because we are now past the timeline that we have set aside in our show for him to be joining us today. And once again, we want to take a brief pause for the calls here on the airwaves of Solar and the future. With his economic impact on the
life is a song worth singing. I can tell. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life.
Welcome, welcome back to the airways of Save It Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. As we began our show, we talked about the fact that one of the very, very disturbing things that I've been able to find out through work, hard work, and diligent work in this energy industry is that this is a multi-billion dollar industry. According to the Rural Co-ops of America, electricity in fiscal year 2016 generated $364 billion for the U.S. economy. And we talked about a little earlier the fact that the Solar Foundation, which put out a report in 2015, indicating that there were 260,000 plus people working in the solar and renewable energy industry. But American Association of Blacks in Energy, ABE, known as ABE, we have Mr. Tracy Woods, who's the operational manager, on this the show airways of this show several times in 2017. And in 2009, A put out a report that indicated that in 2009, African Americans, we spent $41 billion for energy in the U.S. $41 billion. But we only had 1.1% of the jobs and 0.8% of the wealth for doing business in the energy sector. So that takes in electricity, natural gas, oil, biomass, hydrogenetics, wind turbine, and solar. So it takes in all areas of energy. But when we get to talking about the issue of Black folks making money and providing job opportunities for their own communities through the energy industry is almost non-existent. But everybody receives a utility bill. It's very interesting to me about all of the different professions. That's one of the reasons why we invited Mr. King on to talk about what is a community engagement director? What do they do? What value does it bring to the table of having a person of African American descent working in our communities if nobody knows that's what they're doing, unless they're just a point person for that organization, which looking at the recent $14 million that came out of DOEE, we had one African American organization that received funding from those funds, which was Peer Consultants. That's why we reached out for Dr. Abron to be on our show today. And hopefully she'll be joining us very, very shortly. But when we begin to look at what gets people's attention, well, if the weather conditions of the last 10 days did not get your attention, then I don't know, you must be in the land of equal opportunity. My grandmother used to tell me, and I said, Grandma, what's the land of equal opportunity? She said, a cemetery. That's the land of equal opportunity. Even though some folks try to play the game after you close your eyes and you are getting your mail from the Brown Hall Express, not UPS, not FedEx, but Brown Hall Express, that they're somewhat still superior because of the position that the graveyard may be, they may, just like the cemetery, I had the privilege of doing a tour with a gentleman who showed me, shared with me where Joe Louis was born, buried in Arlington Cemetery. And he talked about that they had certain places in Arlington Cemetery where they put the wealthy folk, they're setting up a little higher on the hill, but they're still getting their mail, Brown Hall Express. So, you know, even in death, folks want to play, I'm superior or better than you are because what's in my bank account? Well, I see nobody taking with them yet. I've been to some funerals of some very, very wealthy individuals, and I've heard a whole lot of hooping and hollering and back and forth, but not one person that was sitting in that ceremony, and that's what it is, it's a ceremony for the living, one of the trade places. Because we try to keep it real on this program here, and this is where we are when we begin to look at where we are in this whole energy industry. When we look at the economics of this thing, it's no joke. This is a very, very serious, serious matter. And we hope that in a few minutes we'll be able to bring Dr. Lilia A. Abron to the airwaves, solely now and the future, with its economic impact, that she'll be able to share with you information on her corporate, her company, and the very outstanding work that she's doing in the U.S. and worldwide. Because I never had the opportunity of getting information on this system until I started doing my due diligence and researching the grantees who receive these grants from DOEE's funding. And as I said, her organization is the only one that I know of persons of African-American descent who that received any of this funding. I have been working very, very, very closely with a number of the African-American solar installation companies here in Washington, D.C. And believe me, it can be a very, very trying issue getting us to understand that we ain't got nobody but each us. And as the late Dr. Calvin Rowlock used to say, the only people going to save us is us. But sometimes I try, like Stevie Wonder. And Stevie says, when you believe in things that you don't understand, you suffer. So I think these are issues that we need to start doing our due diligence on and doing some reading and some research. And if you've got access to an iPhone, a smartphone, an Android phone, and you have an internet connection, it's at the end of your touch of your finger. So it's not like the information's not out there. But our community, the black community, we have a tendency. And one of those tendencies is not to do our due diligence. And when it's costing you, when you're paying for it, I think you should do your due diligence. And this is one of the major, major issues that I've had when we began to look at the issue of our HBCUs waiting until January 17, 2017 to go into the Department of Energy and sign a memorandum of understanding with the Department of Energy, which was the last official act that was done by the Secretary of the Department of Energy, Mr. Manzi, under the Obama's administration. And we reached out to Mr. Ron Butler with the HBCU Coalition, and we talked about that on this airways of this show, talking about where is that, where does it stand, what's going on with that. And, you know, it's very, very interesting how we perceive things and see things. And as you know, people can say, perception can become the reality. It is now 11:50. We're hoping, as we said, we'll be joined shortly by the CEO of Peer Consultants. But we're going to continue on with our show here on the airways of Solar Now and the future with its economic impact on Black America. There was a merger back in the spring of March of 2016, where Pepco had a merger with Exelon, which is the family. Pepco was a member of their family. Exelon was the basically the holding company. And they merged here, and that merger included the merger in the District of Columbia was worth about $6.8 billion. And there were a number of commitments made back on March 23rd with Pepco Holdings. The parent company of Pepco completed its merger with Exelon Corporation, making it us a member of the Exelon family of companies. Now the merger is approved. And you can look forward to several benefits for support both the consumer and the communities that they serve. Now, that merger, there was a commitment of a bill credit of $50 for all customers in Maryland, followed by a second $50 credit 12 months later. Fewer and shorter power outages for Pepco customers and significant financial penalties to Exelon and Pepco if they did not meet their higher reliability goals. A $31.5 million for energy efficiency programs, including 20% for low-income consumers, in addition to the direct consumer benefits, Pepco, they made commitments to the communities, including a $1.2 million to PG County and $1.7 million to Montgomery County for workforce development, $13.4 million to establish a green energy fund to stimulate investment in sustainable solutions, $5 million worth of loans for development of renewable energy in Montgomery County, pilot microgrid projects from Montgomery County and Prince George's County, commitments to make good on a good faith effort to hire at least 110 union workers in Maryland in the first 2 years after the merger, a guaranteed $6.5 million in contributions over the 10 years to nonprofits that serve Maryland's most vulnerable residents. Now, these were all commitments that were made by Pepco with that merger. And if you have been following us on the airways of this show, you will know that there was a recent petition filed with the D.C. Public Service Commission where Pepco is requesting a $66.2 billion rate hike. And we sort of went over that information last week, and as we said, we're hoping that we'll be joined shortly by the CEO of Peer Consultants. We seem to have gotten some guests today that had some very, very tight schedules. But our schedule is tight here on the airways of Solar Now in the future with its economic impact on Black America. And it's also tight when you look at the type of funding. You're talking about $3.2 million that have gone out to these, or close to $3 million has gone out to these two organizations. And we just felt as though we should be contacting them and giving them opportunities to talk about the various programs and how they plan to roll these programs out to our community. Here on the airways of Solar Now, the future with its economic impact on Black America. So as we are waiting for Mrs. Abrams of Peer Consultants to join us here, we will continue to move right along with our show. I hope that no one was waiting on us to call them to get them on the this morning to be on the show, but nevertheless, we'll reach back out and give these Mr. King as well as Dr. Abron another opportunity to come on the show, the airways, because as people, we all know when you're running a business of your own, people do have emergencies and priorities. So we just assume that that's what happened today, and we have to move on with our program here on the airways of Solar Now and the future with its economic impact on Black America. Because of our time frame on our show, it looks as though we may not be joined by our second guest, but we're going to go ahead and share the information about Peer Consultants in more detail at this time. As we said, her story, Dr. Lily A. Abrams, CEO and President and Founder of Peer Consultants, is a trailblazer as a history maker and entrepreneur. She is the first African-American woman in the nation to earn a PhD in chemical engineering and the first African-American to start an engineering consulting firm focused on environment and environmental issues. She also is one of the first professionals in the field to suggest and demonstrate sustainable initiatives can rapidly advance the conditions of impoverished sectors worldwide. Remarkable achievements all on their own. They are collectively shaped in a unique company peer today. A steward of the environment that continually promotes collaboration, builds a sense of community through work, strives to create better planet for the present and future generations. Since 1978, we focus on delivering transformative, sustainable, and appropriate solutions to today's challenging environment problems. Using personal approach each and every time, every day, we are realizing our vision as prosperous and productive environmental companies that exceed the expectations of our clients and employees while delivering a high-quality service to enhance the natural and build the environment. Now, this information, Peer is a full-service environmental engineering consulting firm, provides personalized services to our valuable clients, fosters, maintain long-range partnerships, and hires passionate and diverse team members. We remain true to who we are in the environmental stewards, always looking out for the best interest in both natural and the built environment. The Pier collaborates its 39th year in business. We are proud of how much we have grown and matured, starting with just 3 employees in 78 and growing to over 100 engineers, scientists, planners, technicians, and administrative professionals in 6 offices nationwide and 2 international offices in South Africa today. And this is the information on Pier Consultants. And as we indicated, we were, were very much interested, and we will reach back out to Dr. Aaron to have her back on the airways of SOFA Now and the future with its economic impact on Black America. We had planned to run the show for approximately about an hour and a half today, and we've done an hour, and being that we don't have even one of our guests came on board, we were going to move the agenda of our show right along, and we'll be closing the show out very, very shortly, because as we look at the time, it's very, very important that we realize that, and we all know that time is money. And one of the things that we try to do on the show, we just don't try to talk to hear ourselves talk. We want to bring people that can bring information to these airways, to bring news that you can definitely use. And we hope that we've been able to provide you with some information on today's show that will help you understand how to navigate this energy revolution, because believe me, that is truly a revolution going on, and it's a very, very quiet revolution. Because one thing about it, when the systems are put in place on a physical structure, they don't doze, they don't close, and every time someone goes into a room and they hit the switch, you are utilizing energy. And energy and utilities in this industry, is an industry. And when we begin to look at the 1% of the population who controls 99.9% of the wealth, you'll find that they are very, very vested in the energy industry across this country. So it's very, very important that we're aware of what's going on in our environment and what's being made available for our communities. And as we've indicated that you have the SOFAR programs and you have some programs out here that are very, very unique in themselves. And we're hoping that you did in your family.
Now here's a song worth singing. I can tell you, sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.